Now, the information desk for Thursday, the 28th of March. Firstly, we welcome some new listeners, Mrs. Rose Allison from Norwich and the residents of Sydney House Care Home in Stalham.
And thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Reed, for your generous donation. It's very kind of you and very much appreciated. We've had several donations of stamps this week, and thank you, Mrs. Arnold, for yours. They've been put into the bag for the NNAB. Unfortunately, one packet got itself detached from its yellow envelope, and so we can't thank its owner by name, but thank you all the same. Thank you, Mr. Morrow, for sending us back your surplus player. We're pleased to hear that you continue to enjoy the articles and information that we send out to you each week. Thank you, Mr. Ian Marshall, for the positive feedback we've had from you after listening to the article about Giles, the well-known cartoonist, last week. And thank you for your memories of him visiting the Naffy Mobile Canteen when he drew a cartoon of you and your Royal Air Force comrades rushing out of the hangars to queue for a cuppa. It may be possible for you to get hold of a copy via the internet or by contacting the Sunday Express. And what an unusual image you create through your description of the newspaper's logo, St. George and the Dragon, that the Express put in chains for the duration of the war and then released when it was all over.
The next four items on Information Desk are NNAB events, for which the contact details are the same, and these will be given at the end of the fourth item. The Norwich Audio Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. The club meets between 1:30 and 3:30 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Memorial Library in the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month. To find out more about the group, the books, the venue, and how you might become involved, please get in touch. The next meeting is on Monday, April the 8th.
Are you interested in going to the Theatre Royal in Norwich to see The Girl on the Train? Her only escape is the perfect couple she watches through the train window every day, happy and in love, or so it appears. Well, that's what it says on the posters, based on the best-selling novel by Paula Hawkins. It's on Saturday, the 6th of July, and with an audio description and a touch tour of the stage and the props. It costs £33.50.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, why not come along and join our informal music group, which is led by singer Rachel and is held on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on Monday, the 8th of April, and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre at the NNAB. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is £3 and includes refreshments.
F-Stop Eyes is the photography group for the visually impaired. This group meets on the first and third Friday of the month from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. when it either holds indoor sessions, offering advice and help with photo editing, as well as indoor shoots and the chance to chat over coffee, or outdoor meetings, which are photo shoots around the city or out in the countryside. The next meetings are these: outdoor on Friday the 5th of April and indoor Friday the 19th of April. The indoor sessions cost £3 and are held at the Bradbury Information Centre. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.